The need for a regional plan arises when you look at something like a plastic bag ordinance. If the city were to disallow the use of plastic bags, as it's considering, it would only make sense that the ordinance extend into the county, as many residents shop between the variety of grocery stores both in the city and the county. At their Monday meeting, elected officials from Park City and Summit County met to discuss their relative views on things like the plastic bag ordinance. They also discussed a vision for renewable energy in the area, each entity's idling resolution or ordinance, how the whole region tackles waste, recycling, and last but certainly not least, dogs. The meeting was a sharing of ideas along with representatives from Rocky Mountain Power, the sustainability staffs from both the city and county, and Recycle Utah. By 2013, there were 46 bag ordinances across the nation in cities, counties, and even the entire state of Hawaii. But in Utah, there's not a single ordinance to ban plastic or single-use bags. Park City Councilmember Andy Bierman said that while other municipalities would like to institute bans, they fear retribution from the state legislature and are waiting for Park City and Summit County to take the lead.
I've heard from both elected officials in Salt Lake City, Salt Lake County, and Ogden that they're watching us closely on this and interested in it. So if we do decide to invest energy in this, I think we make a regional push to maybe see if they want to hold hands and leave together.
As Sustainability Director Matt Abbott explained, plastic bags are a nuisance and could be eliminated altogether. He said to educate 38,000 people in the county to bring their own bags is simpler than educating the 3 million tourists that come through the county each year.
So when you look at addressing, there's plenty of tourist towns that have bans that are effective, but it is difficult to educate 3 million newish tourists on annual basis. A third piece is budget. Aspen, they spent $60,000. Boulder spent $250,000. They both have cost recovery mechanisms, whereas we would not.
How would they spend
money?
Yeah,
but they spend money.
So they spent it on bags, outreach, education. So like a lot of the towns launched like free bag campaigns, and they'll go to the grocery stores and make sure everyone has one. There's a lot of outreach that comes with launching a successful ban.
But in the landfill, bags make up just 0.3%, whereas green waste, compostable materials, make up some 13%, a much bigger piece of the pie. Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson suggested that perhaps further effort should be concentrated there.
What exactly should be our focus, both from a sustainability and a landfill, and where are we going to get the biggest bang for our buck? Composting looks like a biggie.
The Joint Council's also heard a presentation from Summit County Landfill Manager Jaron Scott, who talked about the feasibility of picking up compost and yard trimmings to keep those out of the landfill. He says the current landfill will be full by 2017, so keeping compostables out of it may be a good future direction. The Council's also addressed large-scale renewable energy that could be tackled by both the city and county. County Councilmember Roger Armstrong suggested regional collaboration could drive demand for renewable technologies and ultimately bring down the costs.
If coal is at $2 to manufacture power, and solar is at $5 or $6, and wind is at $6 or $7, we need to figure out a way to shrink those costs so that there's not that great disparity. And if we as a county, I mean, we can't do it by ourselves, but if we and Salt Lake County and other larger jurisdictions adopt something like this, or if they talk about adopting it and then the Rocky Mountain Powers start rethinking what they're providing to customers because they've now determined, as Chad said, there's a demand.
Finally, the city heard the county's proposed plan for managing the dog issue, greater enforcement of registering, licensing, and enforcing leash laws. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.